حياكم الله dear brothers and sisters with the new session of Lacan Learn Act and Call. Although as an imam we said that it is today is Ad al-Ma'ad, isn't it? So that true that today is Ad al-Ma'ad? No, fine. Okay. Anyway, so how would it go? Because I'm kept in confusion. I'm kept confused now with the swabbing. Today, Tuesday. Oh, sorry, sorry. Yeah. I don't know why it is in my mind it's Sunday today. Allahu musta'an. Khair inshallah. Okay. Lakal, yeah. Tafsir? Lakal has no tafsir. Lakal is learn after call. It's about the da'wah, it's to prepare du'at. It's to prepare du'at. That is the idea of lakal. And then tafsir is different from lakal. If we're going to take tafsir, that is no problem, but I mean it's something different. It's something different. Lakal is to learn something and to learn how to call to it. That is lakal. Learn after call. That is the idea of lakal. If I said it is going to be for tafsir, then we go and inshallah take the tafsir. We learn tafsir. No problem in that. Tafsir is very important also for us to know. However, I just wanted to make sure that we go in one direction. So we'll say that Tuesday is going to be for tafsir. And when we say tafsir, we're going to handle the tafsir on the ordinary way of tafsir, but we are going to get the benefits of the ayat. The benefits of the ayat. We'll begin with, inshallah ta'ala, Surah Al-Fatiha. نعم سورة الفاتحة is one of the main surahs in the Quran. However, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم named it أم القرآن أم الكتاب and the like. الإمام الترمذي رحمه الله تعالى reported on the authority of Ubay bin Ka'b رضي الله تعالى عنه who said that Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said ما أنزل الله في التوراة ولا في الإنجيل مثل أم القرآن وهي السبع المثال وهي مقسومة بين وبين عبدي ولعبدي ما سأل. And then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Allah Ta'ala descended not any surah equal to Surah Al-Fatiha, neither in the Torah, the Old Testament, nor in the Injil, the Bible. It is Umm al-Qur'an, nothing like unto Umm al-Qur'an, and it is As-Sab' al-Matan. Al-Matan is the it is the repeated yani meanings or the repeated ayat, or it repeats the whole, the meaning of the whole Quran, all the ayat in the whole Quran. And then he said, "Wa hiya bayni wa bayna 'abdi." This statement is from Allah Ta'ala. "Wa hiya maqsumatun bayni wa bayna 'abdi." Wa li 'abdi masal. This comes in other hadith. Where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, qasamtu as-salata bayni wa bayn 'abdi nisfayn. I have divided the salah, the prayer, between me and my slave into two halves. إذا قال عبدي الحمد لله رب العالمين قال الله عز وجل حمدني عبدي, وإذا قال الرحمن الرحيم قال مجدني عبدي, وإذا قال مالك يوم الدين قال أثنى عبدي, وإذا قال إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, قال الله عز وجل هذا لعبدي ولعبدي ما سأل. It is also reported on the authority of Abu Sa'id ibn al-Mu'alla, who said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم took up his hand one day when they were entering the masjid. And he told him that, he said, I was praying in the masjid when the Prophet ﷺ called me, so I didn't answer, I didn't respond to him because I was in prayer. And after I finished the prayer, the Prophet ﷺ said to me, why you did not respond when I called you? Then the companion said, Sa'id ibn al-Mu'alla said, I was praying, O Messenger of Allah. The Prophet ﷺ said, have you not heard the saying of Allah, the ayah of Surah Al-Anfal, ayah 24 in Surah Al-Anfal? He said, Istajibu lillahi wa lirrasuli da'akum. The Prophet ﷺ said, didn't Allah say that? Istajibu lillahi wa lirrasuli da'akum lima yahiikum. And obey and respond. Obey the messenger and respond. Obey Allah and the messenger and respond to their call if the messenger called you. And then he said to him, لو علمنك سورة هي أعظم السور في القرآن. I'll teach you the best of the Quran, the best surah in the Quran. And then he said, الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم. He said, this is the Quran, the whole Quran which I was given, and it is the thumma thani, the repeated ayat for 7 times. And this is in Sahih al-Bukhari. It is also called Fatihatul Kitab. فاتحه الكتاب and it is it means the opening of the book and it is surah al-fatiha because even the salah begins with it. It is also called Ummul Kitab. Ummul Kitab. And Ummul Kitab means the surah that included the whole meaning of the Quran. As Ummul Quran, Makkah, because it has the grace of all the towns. And from all towns come to it. So it is like the mother. Because who usually goes to one direction, and the children who scattered in all around the area to collect their sustenance, and then later on they come back to their mother. So it is like that. The whole meaning is scattered in the Quran, but all are gathered in Surah Al-Fatiha. That's why we repeated for 17 times a day and night, minimum 17 times. That's in the obligatory prayer, not in the optional. Al-Qur'an Al-Azim, as you hear in the hadith of Abu Sa'id bin Mu'adh. Also it is called Al-Shifa, as in the Sunan Al-Darimi, on the authority of Abu Sa'id Al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said Fatihah al-Kitab شفاء من كل سم. The Surah al-Fatiha, which is the Fatiha al-Kitab, the opening of the book, is a purification of all the poisons. It is also called Ar-Ruqya because as been reported by the Imams of Hadith, like Bukhari, Muslim, and others, on the authority of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, radiallahu ta'ala an, where he said that they were crossing through a land which they don't know the people of that land, and they asked them to feed them, but they refused. People of that land refused. So Abu Sa'id and those who were with him, they moved until they found a shade, so they sat by that shade. A while, then a woman came asking, a group of people came asking them, is anybody of you can do ruqya? Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, said, yes, I can do ruqya. Why? They said, the sheriff of the or the mayor of the town is stung with a snake or a scorpion, stung with a scorpion. So he, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, said, yes, I know the ruqya for that, but I'm not going to do it unless you give us a reward for that. And then he asked for 30 heads of sheep. So they agreed. Why he did that? Not because he is seeking money after memorizing the Quran and reciting the Quran. No. He never has done that before or after, nor after. He just did that with them because they were very stingy and selfish. They did not want to host these travelers and wayfarers. So he recited Surah Al-Fatiha 7 times by that man who was stung, and after the 7, the man stood like if he was never stung. And then they took the heads of sheep and they moved. It is also called Al-Wafiya, as Sufyan ibn Uyayna, radiallahu ta'ala, because you cannot, he said, because that it cannot be divided. It cannot be divided, not like any other surah. You cannot, part of it in the first rak'ah and the other in the second rak'ah. You have to recite it whole in every rak'ah. That's why it's called al-wafiyah, the complete or the perfect one. And also it is called al-kafiyah, because al-kafiyah means the sufficient, or the surah that gives you sufficiency. It is sufficient if you recite it in the salah and not recite it in other surah. If you just recite surah al-Fatiha, enough. Salah is sahih. But if you recite any other surah, even if it is surah al-Baqarah, the whole surah al-Baqarah, in one rak'ah, without reciting surah al-Fatiha, free to it, then your salah is not acceptable. It's not right, it's not acceptable. And if you know, yani, the ruling. There is an issue here. How many ayat is Surah Al-Fatiha? Is it 7? Or more or less? Is the ayah Bismillah, is Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim an ayah of it or not? And like that. Most of the ulama say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is not an ayah of any surah except Surah Al-Naml. وَإِنَّهُ مِنْ سُلْإِمَانِ وَإِنَّهُ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. But all other surahs, no, it is not. It is only the opening of it. And what proves that is the hadith which we mentioned, the hadith of Abu Huraira, where the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, that Allah Ta'ala said, قَسَمْتُ الصَّلَاةَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبْدِ الْإِسْرَيْنِ إِذَا قَالَ الْعَبْدُ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. So he began with الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. He did not begin with بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. From there we know that it is not a ayah from Surah Al-Fatiha. Neither from any other surah except Surah An-Naml, as you said. Now, and as we know that there are different opinions of the scholars in regard to reciting Surah Al-Fatiha in every rak'ah. Imam Malik and his students, his companions, it is the pillar of Salah, so if anybody forgets it, then his Salah is not acceptable. And this, as they say, it is only for the Imam and the one who prays by himself. But the Ma'moon, the follower, they say no. Some others said, no, it is obligatory upon the Imam, the Ma'mum and the Munfarid. They say it is pillar of the Salah. And this is as Imam al-Bukhari and many others, they say it is obligatory, like Imam Ahmad. Now, as we said, that the saying of Imam Shafi'i, Ahmad al-Malik, and other saying for Imam Malik, that it is a pillar, or it's obligatory upon every prayer, every person is praying, whether he's an imam or ma'moon follower, or even someone who prays by his own individually, all have to recite Surah Al-Fatiha. Because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, as in the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, لا صلاة لمن لم يقرأ في كل ركعة بالحمد لله وسورة في فريضة أو غيرها. أي صحيح مسلم وذكرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم taught him how to pray and he told him not as ذلك في صلاتك كلها. And he told the man who wasn't praying well, he told him what to do, what to say, and then he said, repeat that in all your prayers. So it is in every rak'ah. Because he taught him Surah Al-Fatiha in that example, and then he told him to do it in every rak'ah as he has taught him. Some of the ulama say that you don't recite Surah Al-Fatiha, and you don't recite it all in the Salah, as the Ahnaf. Why? They say because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, فَإِذَا قُلِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَأَنْصِتُوا لَهُ. Whenever the Quran is recited, so you listen carefully and pay attention. But this ayah is for those who listen to the Quran outside the Salah. But in the Salah, there is a hadith, نعم. لكن الحديث من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم here somebody reciting with him سورة الفاتحة and other سورة as well. After Salah he said, who was the man, who was the one reciting with me, causing me disturbance? The man said, I did ya Rasulullah. He صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him, do not do that again except if you recite except with Surah Al-Fatiha. The saying of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, من كان له إمام فقراءة الإمام له قراءة. This is at the time when you miss the place of Surah Al-Fatiha. Like if you come when the Imam is already beginning in the other Surah, you just say Allahu Akbar and you keep listening carefully to the ayat recited. But if you come from the beginning of the Salah, you recite with the Imam. The Imam says, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, you say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, you say Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, and then I continue. Both finish together, and there you can even catch him when he says Ameen, as in the Hadith. If the person says Ameen at the same time, when the Imam says Ameen, then the angels will seek forgiveness for it. Or his sins will be forgiven. Whatever, as we said, whatever extra from Fatiha in the Salah, that is then optional, Sunnah, not not obligatory. Whoever does not know how to recite Surah Al-Fatiha, it is enough for him to recite whatever he has from the Quran, or if he cannot recite nothing from the Quran, just tasbih, tahleel, etc. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah. If he doesn't know to say nothing, he just can stand quiet. If he's just new Muslim and he cannot know what to say, then لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. نعم. And we said that Ameen is only to be said at the end of the Fatiha in the prayer. Outside the prayer we do not say Ameen. Outside the prayer we do not say Ameen. Also from the issues that the ulama have different opinions in regard to the Fatiha is the recitation of Surah Al-Fatiha in every rak'ah. Sorry, and you recite it loudly or quietly or silently, يعني the ulama have different opinions on that. الشافعي and Malik, as in people of Medina, they say that it must be in every rak'ah in the prayer, meaning in the prayer which is to be prayed loudly, like Salatul Fajr, like Salatul Maghrib, the first rak'ah, the first rak'ah of Isha, and Salatul Jumu'ah, Salatul Eidain. They say it is to be recited loudly by the Imam, but the Ma'moom recite silently. However, in Ameen, they all say Ameen together and loudly. As in the hadith reported by Imam Muslim in the authority of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala an, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a speech one day, and he taught us in that speech the sunnah, and he taught us how to pray. And he said, if you pray, then straight up your voice, as I see you from the back of me, and if one of you, if the Imam says Allahu Akbar, so you also say Allahu Akbar, and if he says غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين, then you say Ameen. He saw Salam said Allah would respond this dua from you. Some like the Ahnaf said that reciting it silently is better than reciting it loudly. But there is no dalil for that, except as I told you the ayah that they mentioned. وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنِ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْصِتُوا. Nah, but as we said, that this is not a proper opinion, because there are hadith, as we said, that the Prophet ﷺ said, whosoever say Ameen, and he adheres the Ameen of the Imam, his sins would be forgiven. And inshallah ta'ala, in the next session, we're going to speak about the explanation of Alhamdulillah, of Surah Al-Fatiha. Wallahu a'lam, wa sallallahu وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه, وجزاكم الله خيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.